This is KNPR and KNPR.org. I'm Natalie Ott. She was a pioneering humanitarian, activist, and community leader who influenced positive change in Nevada.
As the story went, reported by Mark Twain,
in the name of the people of the United States, to whom you bold and armed.
The stage is set in Nevada for the 35th nuclear explosion. Donald Campbell, the fastest man on water on Lake Mead, Nevada.
When Ruby Duncan died, her obituaries were all over the media. That doesn't often happen anymore, especially when the person in question never held a public office. But Ruby Duncan was a force for change who made a difference in Nevada and elsewhere. She was born in 1932 in Tallulah, Louisiana, a town important to our history. Some of the first black workers on Hoover Dam construction came from there, including Duncan's uncle. During World War II, Basic Magnesium recruited black workers from Tallulah for the wartime plant that later became the city of Henderson. Her parents died young, and as she put it, they saved from overwork. When they died, she was too young to remember them. She grew up remembering that if she didn't pick enough cotton, she would be beaten. She said, "The only time I saw white people was when they were riding up and down on horses in the cotton patch screaming at us." Ruby Duncan had to quit school when she was 14 to work full-time. Until then, she went to school only part-time, the 4 months each year she didn't have to pick cotton. When she did go to school, she had to walk 8 miles to get there. When her uncle helped to found a local NAACP chapter, night riders came to their home, torches lit. She hid. She survived that and being raped and moved into town. In 1952, she followed other black women who had been sharecroppers in migrating to Las Vegas. She was hoping for something better. And it was a little better. As another migrant, Lucille Bryant, put it, $8 a day and working in the shade. When Duncan arrived, Las Vegas was still nicknamed the Mississippi of the West for its racial segregation. Her aunt and older son were living in a motel in the Whitney area. The family bathed in a stream running behind it, and one day Nevada test site officials came by to tell them that the water was contaminated. Duncan went to work. She cooked and cleaned for comedian Hank Henry, and later at some hotels and motels, including the Flamingo. In 1956, she met a local culinary leader, a black woman, Sarah Hughes. Duncan joined the union. When her supervisor ordered her to work overtime, she refused and was fired. The union got her job back. She kept working and married an Ellis airman who mustered out and worked 2 jobs to support the family, which now included 7 children. When he became abusive, she divorced him and to work at the Sahara Hotel. She worked in the kitchen and she loved it. Then one day she fell and suffered spinal damage. She had to go on welfare and hated it. She couldn't get a job and told her story to Las Vegas Sun reporter Mary Manning, who published it. Duncan was not alone. Other black women in West Las Vegas found themselves stuck in the system, and they didn't like how the system worked. Ruby Duncan would be one of those to fight for change. And more about that next time. This is Senator Richard Bryan urging you to join us next time for more Nevada Yesterdays.
Nevada Yesterdays is written by UNLV history professor Michael Green and is supported by Nevada Humanities. This is KNPR and KNPR.org.